Perek Yedaled, Mishnah Zayin. Ein behem pesach tefach, if diseases themselves are not a tefach wide. Bein sheyesh beinam pesach tefach, u bein sheein beinam pesach tefach, whether or not there is a space of a tefach in height between the two layers. Since they themselves are not an oihel, therefore tumah tachtehem beinayim oil gabayim, it's tumah under them, between them, or above them. Tumah bekaz v'oil bekaz v'yaredes, the tumah goes straight up and straight down, and does not expand underneath the oilim. V'chein shtei yiriyah, same thing would apply to two sheets of fabric, which are, one is right next to the other, and the lower one is more than a tefach above the ground. We'd say the same thing, shein gvayis v'nayis pesach tefach, the same halacha, that if there's no tevach in the width of these yirios, the tumah would be bekas v'oil, bekas v'yaredes, and the same thing would be regarding if they do are a tevach wide, that the tumah would spread between them or underneath them. Perek Tesvav, Mishnah Aleph, Sigais Ove, if you have a very thick woolen garment, V'koifes Ove, or a very thick piece of wood, Einam nevinas atumah, they will not serve as an ohel to transfer tumah underneath them, ad shiyu gavoyim min ha'aretz peseach tefach, unless they are a tefach above the ground. If they're not a tefach above the ground, then they're not maybe a satumah, even though the item itself has the height of a tefach. So although the fact is that when you put your finger on top of this thick garment, your finger is one tefach above the ground, since the bottom of that garment is adjacent to the ground, less than a tefach from it, it will not have the status of an oil. However, kiful and zu al gabe zu, what if it's now doubled over, so the upper layer is now a tefach elevated above the ground? Then, einam revias atumah, it won't bring tumah, ad shiyel yoyne gavoyim min ha'aretz peseach tefach, until the upper level, which is sitting on top of the lower folds, would be a tefach above the ground. Tabloyes shel eitz zu al gav zu. If you have these thick boards of wood piled one on top of the other, einam nevi'en satuma ashet heil yuna gavayim in oretz peseach tefach, the same thing would apply, that the upper layer of the wood would have to be resting on top of other layers of wood and be elevated one tefach above the ground. But if you have just one tefach thick piece of wood sitting on the ground, it cannot be an ohel, since the bottom of that same piece is within a tefach of the ground. V'imhayu shel shayish, but what if these slabs were made out of marble, which is a stone material? In this case, we'll say tumah b'kas v'oyle b'kas v'yaredes. Tumah, we don't consider the upper layer of marble, even though it's a tefach above the ground, it's not considered an ohel, because the lower levels, which are holding it up, which are also shayish, are considered karka, since they're made out of stone. And therefore, we look at it as if the upper layer is just sitting on a pile of rocks, and it's considered as if it's not elevated from the ground to tefach, and therefore the tumah will go up and down.